This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Amtrak's Southwest Chief and California Zephyr are on a daily schedule again following pandemic-related service reductions. But space may still be tight on the two trains that run through Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Nationwide ridership on Amtrak's long-distance routes is back up to 70% of pre-pandemic numbers. But the trains are running with fewer cars because of staffing shortages. Amtrak spokesman Mark Maglieri says that means passengers may have to be flexible.
There might not be the roomette, or there might not be the coach seat, or there might not be the bedroom that you're looking for on the day you're traveling.
Maglieri says Amtrak doesn't expect to get back up to full capacity until next year. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame has announced its latest list of honorees. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
The athletes entering the Hall of Fame this year have collected 129 medals among them. 86 were gold. Many belong to swimmer Michael Phelps, who will be inducted later this month alongside pioneers like Billie Jean King and Mia Hamm. They'll be joined by Colorado's Lindsey Vonn, two Paralympic teams, and swimmer Tricia Zorn Hudson, the most decorated Paralympian of all time. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Adams State University has new leadership after the Board of Trustees terminated President Cheryl Lovell's contract in a special session Friday. Vice President of Academic Affairs Kent Buchanan will step in as acting president, effective immediately. The Alamosa Valley Courier reports the board was concerned over a lack of leadership from Lovell. Two current trustees will form a search committee for an interim president. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're listening to The Takeaway. Thank you for joining us this morning.